By my clock, it's 17:52.
Okay.
We'll go with a roll call. Christian Taylor, here. Larry. John.
Here.
Wilma.
Here.
Ricky.
Here.
Thank you. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, let me share the flag in case anyone doesn't have. I see in the flag.
Yep. Sherry, do you want to go?
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice
for all.
Thank you. So I'm looking for an approval of our agenda. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, John. Okay, so we have action items. Sherry, do you want to go into a little detail here?
I do. I want to. You know, I noticed we have a couple staff members here, and they've probably heard me go on about this, but let me share for the board that what we're, when you go out because of COVID, you should be set up to do distance learning with your student body. And I'm going to tell you that because the health department quarantined the majority of our staff, like they literally quarantined them without any kind of contact tracing, without any conversation. They just wanted to sort of close our school down, stop employees from with each other, and try to eliminate any further spread of infection. So in doing that, we have no ability to prepare meals for because our staff is on quarantine and can't come to the school. The question was, how about buying meals from another district? And as you may be aware, we haven't started yet, so it's not that that's easily available. We had the first last week, I needed to collect agreements from all of our students to loan them technology. So the plan was to start the technology loaning this week after we had collected agreements. That's kind of frozen right now. This week, at our next board meeting, we're going to be asking everyone to be willing to sign off on making these days during this week emergency days. And the emergency days don't have to be made. Ricky, I don't know. Are you able to mute yourself in there? Because we're getting a lot of your road now. Thanks. So by doing emergency days, and we can do emergency days because we've had hazardous and very unhealthy air quality. So we actually qualify for that. Next week, we would have an expectation that we're distance learning, feeding meals, providing special education services, all things we really are not ready to do. So tonight's purpose is to change our calendar to remove next week's days from the calendar and add back some other days to make up the 5 days we're gonna miss next week.
Okay.
So then, Sherry, we'll just go 5 days longer at the end of the school year?
No, actually, John, we don't need to because we had built in a lot of teacher training kind of days. Okay. And we're going to grab those back. So in the end, we should only need to do like 1 or 2 days at the end of the school year.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other questions or comments?
And that's open to anyone in the room. This is the time when if anybody else has something they wanted to share with the board, so on this topic.
So I had a quick question. So Sherry, the calendar that you sent out, was that Have all the staff kind of looked at that and that's what works the best for them?
I want you to know, Willa, I actually asked the staff to give me a calendar to share. I wanted their input on it. So they came back after meeting and gave me the dates they wanted changed.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Let's, do I have a motion to approve the updated calendar for the Long Valley School Doyle campus only?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Wilma.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Larry, absent. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Ricky?
Aye.
I think he's muted.
I heard the aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, so we're good. So we will call this meeting adjourned at 17:59.